Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Go Loud presents Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Go Loud!
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy from our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are out this neck of the woods anytime over the next week or two, pop in to the White Sands Hotel, pay them a visit, have a bit of lunch, buy a pint, sit outside. It's really nice. So if you happen to be out around the Portmarnock area, please do pop in and say hello to the staff here at the White Sands Hotel. So what do we want to discuss on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? We got sent a photograph by a fan of our show,
yep,
who happens to be a vet, and he sent us a photograph of a horrific injury that a dog has suffered. This dog has suffered burns, third-degree burns on the pads, on the paws of his feet. And
if you want to have a look at the photograph, it's on our Facebook page right now. You can see it on our Facebook page. And the poor dog, from what I believe, the poor dog was in awful, awful agony. And what I've been told is that a dog walking on a hot footpath on a hot day is the equivalent of a human being putting their foot on the hob of a cooker when it's been turned on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when it's been turned on. Not when it's gone fully hot, but just when it's been turned on for a couple of seconds. So it's literally tss, tss.
Right, okay. So we're asking today, what should be done to dog owners who bring their dogs out in very hot summer weather like we've been having over the past while? Because as Jeremy just described, a dog walking on hot ground is the equivalent of you or I standing on a red hot cooker. Which is horrific, actually, to think about.
Now, the bizarre thing about it is, when I was driving out to Portmarnock to do this podcast today, I was passing Clontarf, where there's a lovely walk along that goes on for miles. It goes right up to Baldoyle. And I say I counted maybe five dogs out being walked about an hour ago. Now, what temperature was it an hour ago?
It was 30 degrees.
30 degrees. Now, granted, not all the dogs were big furry dogs. In fact, one of them was a little Shih Tzu, and the rest, none of them were actually big dogs. But still, I was thinking, why would you take your dog out in this weather at, what did you say, 30? Was it really that hot?
Yeah, it was 30 degrees. When I was driving over here, it was 30 degrees.
Because, first of all, their paws are going to be sore. Second of all, you've no water with them to give them a drink. So even after, by the way, that photograph we put up on our Facebook page has been viewed, what, 120,000 times. So 120,000 people saw that photograph and still decided it was a good idea to bring the dogs out.
So the question that we're asking you, and we'd love to get you involved, is what should be done to dog owners who insist on bringing their dogs out in the sort of heat that we've been having lately? Because they really, really struggle in that sort of heat outdoors, and their paws can be burned with third degree burns, which you can see. You can see the photograph that was sent to us as the thumbnail for this podcast. So we're asking, should dog owners be prosecuted? Should they have their animals taken from them? Let's kick off with a WhatsApp voice note from Niamh.
I'm just listening to your topic there now about walking dogs in this heat. I think people should be fined over, because it's just too warm for the little dogs. God bless them. And they just can't hack it with the coat, and then their little paws getting burnt. Should be fined, to be honest, from Niamh.
All right, Niamh, thanks very much indeed for your message. John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How are you doing, Adrian? How are you?
John, you think we're overreacting here, or people on our Facebook page were overreacting on this? And how can you possibly be overreacting here?
Checking, as you say, the pads on my dogs, there's nothing wrong with it. The dogs, we got nothing going out there this morning. There, we had a walk there yesterday. There's nothing wrong with my dogs. And as you said there, you pointed it out. What do they do in Spain? What do they do, you know, in Portugal? What do dogs do in the hot countries? Of course they can adapt to that. Like, you know what I mean? Just because we just get a bit of heat doesn't mean we have to hide our pets away. They still need to be walked, and they love to be walked. And we were down by the canal there today and there this morning. They had a little dip in the water. There's not a bother on my two dogs. Literally, not a bother. So I don't know what anybody's complaining about.
Okay, now, I'm assuming that when you're taking your dogs out for a walk, they're walking along very hot footpaths, yeah?
Well, I presume so, yeah.
And do you not see how dangerous that is?
No, definitely not. There's nothing wrong with them. I'm not checking their feet there.
But you saw the photograph that the vet sent us over the weekend, John. That dog had third-degree burns on the pads on his feet.
That dog looks like he would have been on the beach, definitely. They had him on the hot sand. The sand is twice as hot as the walk path would be, like, you know. So that dog...
Well, okay, would you walk in your bare feet in the sort of heat we've been having lately?
I didn't see why you'd have to, but sure, look, I don't know why...
No, the point I'm making is you wouldn't, because you wouldn't be able to keep your feet on the ground because it's too hot.
I'm not a vet by no means, and I know you said that you have a vet there, and you said not to be drink, but look, there's not a bother on the dogs. You know, I wouldn't deal with it if I thought it was going to be a problem. And they are quite fine, absolutely quite fine. You know, they enjoyed it actually, and getting into the water as well, like, you know. And yeah, there's not a bother on them, literally.
So when people on our Facebook page were commenting saying that people like you who are bringing your dogs out in the extremely warm weather that we're having at the moment should be prosecuted and should have your dog taken from you or your dogs taken from you, what do you say to those people?
You want to have evidence, because there's nothing wrong with my dog.
What do you mean evidence? Well, the evidence is you taking the dog out for a walk.
Who told where is it in law to say that I can't take the dog for a walk? There is no law. They're talking through their arse, and they should be prosecuted. You know, idiots. Absolutely idiots. There's nothing wrong with the dogs. You know, like I said, I don't know what happened to that dog, and I you know, it looks just something seriously happened there. You know, there's nothing wrong with my dog's feet whatsoever on the pads or feet. And like I say, you know, like, this is all being blown out of proportion, I think, to be honest with you. Prosecutions, shit, talking through their arses. Nobody would be prosecuting me, because there was no, you know, there was no crime submitted here. You know, the dogs enjoy their walks, and tell people to mind their own second business, actually. That's what
and that's your attitude, is mind your own business,
yeah,
even though, as I said, yeah, your dog could be suffering the sort of burns that this vet witnessed over the weekend. And by the way, that photograph was taken on Friday when it wasn't even as hot as it is today.
I'm looking at my dogs now at the back end. They're in the paddling pond. There's nothing wrong with them. They're quite happy and content. They're loving the heat. They're loving it. You know what I mean? So I don't know what the problem is here. I really don't.
Stay with me for 1 second if you can, please, John. Our number is 085-825-2626. John is saying this is an overreaction, that there is nothing wrong with bringing your dogs out in this chronic heat. He doesn't believe he's done anything wrong in any way bringing his dog for a walk. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note that's just come in to us from Darren.
If I walked my dog now in the heat, he would die. Simple as that. He has an extreme long coat, German Shepherd, and he would die.
No, there you go. Well, actually, John, I never asked you, what sort of dogs do you have?
They're two labs. They're short-haired labs.
They're short-haired Labradors?
Yes.
Okay, so they're big dogs.
Oh, big enough, yeah. It would be, yeah.
Okay, and they've had no issues at all, you're saying. Are they panting a lot? Are you bringing water with you when you take them out?
No, I'm not one of them stupid. Of course I bring water with me. Of course I have a little bowl with me. I went up for ice cream yesterday. No, I'm not one of these. Just brings the dog for a walk, and it's, you know, and no water, no, of course they're well taken care of. And like I said, I love it. They really are. They're loving it, you know. So
okay, well, stay with me. Stay with me for 1 second, if you can, please. Let me go to line one. And Anne, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Anne.
How are you?
You saw the photograph that we put on Facebook that was sent in to us from a vet, and he took it on Friday. What do you make of people bringing their dogs out in this sort of weather?
I think it's ridiculous. Everybody knows at this day and age, you can't bring a dog out in that weather. If you take your shoe off and put your foot to the ground, your foot nearly sticks to the ground, you know what I mean? And as it is, the dogs, they can't breathe in that weather. So you're better off waiting till the evening time and bring the dogs out. Like, it's ridiculous. I was, yesterday myself, I was in Bray from 10 o'clock yesterday till 8 o'clock last night. Now, and I had it out with a few people, and I said it to them, like, you're not supposed to bring dogs out on days like that. It's ridiculous. They're either going to stick, their paws are going to stick to the ground, or they're going to take them off the heart attack, because there's not enough air going into their lungs while they're walking. And that's what's happening to them, you know what I mean?
As a matter of interest, when you did say it to people, what did they say back?
They thought I was mad. They were saying, ah, no, sure, they're grand, we're giving them water. It's not the point whether you're giving them water or not. It's not good for them, you know what I mean? The poor little things, they're walking on hot grounds and all. Their paws are burning, you know, like, it's ridiculous.
Okay,
it's
so you were in...
I was getting so annoyed about it.
Yeah, you were in Bray all day yesterday. You said it to quite a few people about the need to bring their dog out in that sort of heat, and most of them looked at you like you had 20 heads, did they?
Yeah, a few people did say to me, like, oh, we didn't realise, we weren't thinking about the ground so hot. I says to one of the girls, take your shoe off, I said, and just put your foot to the ground. And when she done it, she goes, oh my God, and she whipped her dog up into her arms. She says, I never thought of that.
Now,
you know what I mean?
On the other line here, John has been saying to us, he took his dogs out today, he took his dogs out yesterday, and he thinks they're as happy as Larry.
No, it's ridiculous. It's not. The dogs love going out. My dogs love going out. But, like, as I said, in this weather, it's not. We can barely walk in it ourselves. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous.
Okay,
it's
John.
It's the ground is so hot.
John, it's ridiculous.
And look, listen, you can have your opinion, and that's your opinion. There's no problem with that. Not one of my dogs.
But it's not an opinion. It's not an opinion. If you realise, if you put, you take your shoes off and walk down on that ground, and let me tell you, see, does your feet burn? See where your feet burn, even in the sand, even walking in the sand. If you take your shoes off in that weather, your feet burn. What do you think the poor dogs do? Come here, we all love our dogs. We all love bringing our dogs on walks, no matter what. But you cannot bring the dogs out in that weather. You can't do it.
I can't.
I tell you, anyone that does bring their dog out in that weather should get a fine. Anybody, or the dog should be taken off them. It's neglectful. It's neglectful. It's not an opinion.
Hang on, John. Let me deal with that. She's saying very clearly to you that what you're doing, bringing your big dogs out in this heat, I mean, as we're recording this podcast, it is 30 degrees. Yeah. It's going to be equally warm tomorrow.
Let's actually ask them that question. It's 30 degrees now outside, okay? 30 degrees. If your lab was looking in the window at you saying, I want to walk now, would you bring him out for a walk in this weather?
He's better get his walk. He was looking at me this morning. That's why we were out there.
Take your shoes off. Take your own shoes off and walk out onto the ground and come back in and tell him.
Take your shoes off. I'm not hearing all this. It's all going around the
table. If you really cared about your dog, bring your dog out in the evening time when it's cool out. The ground is cool and it's cool out and they can breathe better. We had a dog that was out the back garden last year for a couple of hours. When we put the dog to bed, the next morning we got up and the dog was dead in its bed over heat stroke. The dog, from the heat, the dog died from heat.
That's shocking.
And it's ridiculous. Anybody should be fine if they bring a dog out in that weather. Anybody. It doesn't care. I don't care who they are or what they are.
John,
it's neglectful.
John, you heard Anne say that she pulled up a number of people yesterday and told them that it was wrong of them to have their dogs out. What would you have said to Anne if she said that to you?
Mind your own business. Literally, mind your own business. Hand up. Only your business.
It kind of is her business if it does.
You're a pretty stupid person to even think of that. You know that? You really are. You have your animals, you love them.
There's just nothing wrong with the dogs. I'm not telling you.
No one's saying not to bring your dog for a walk. Bring your dog for a walk in the evening when it's cooler. Do you not understand?
There's nothing wrong with
Ireland is not used to this heat. We're not used to this heat, and the poor little dogs are not used to it. We have more of a winter than we have back.
No, but the point he makes, and I'm not offending him, by the way, because he's a gobshite. The point he makes, and I've seen this myself if I'm in Spain on holidays, if you're in Spain on holidays and you're heading out to lunch at 1 o'clock in the day, you do see see Spanish people out walking their dogs at that time of day.
Yeah, because they're stupid. They're being stupid. But their dogs have been through the heat all their lives. Over in Ireland, we're not used to the heat, let alone as the dog.
And can I ask you...
I have fans in the house for the dogs. We have buckets of water everywhere. If the dogs want to go out of the garden, they walk into the water. That's what I'm saying. They only go out to the garden. The doors are left open. The front garden, the front door, the back door is left open for the dogs. If they want to go out, they go out. We have fans all over the house for the dogs because they're not able for the heating. They're just not able for it. It's not fair for them.
Stay there for 1 second if you can, please. And 0858252626 is our WhatsApp number. Let's have a listen to Sandra.
Thanks, God. Sandra here. Just on the subject to hand about the weather with the dogs. What can you say? Do you remember... excuse me, just some time ago you brought me on air and I literally gave out to a girl for leaving her dog in the car while she was in the shop, and I told her that she shouldn't have dogs. Like, did she have children as well? Would she leave them in the car while she was in the shop in this hot weather? And, you know, and I gave out to her literally. But I work with animals, and to make a long story short, a dog should not be brought for walks. If you put your hand on the path and if it's too warm to touch, you do not bring your dog out. Bring them out late at night time. Bring them out late at night time and make sure they have plenty of shade, liquids and a fan in the kitchen. It's simple. You're not brain dead. Thank you. Great show.
All right. Thanks very much indeed, Sandra. You're listening to Opinions Matter. We've more calls in just a second.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Ara, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ara?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Now, what did you want to say on this? We've been listening to John, who's an owner of two Labrador dogs, and he makes no apology for bringing his dogs out for a walk.
Yeah, definitely a thing that's neglect. How can you do that to the dog? Dogs don't react to heat like we do. They are not as good with it. They can overheat. A lot of dogs die because of the heat. It only takes a few minutes to make the mistake. Their paws can handle the tarmac. It's just dangerous.
Do you believe that owners should be prosecuted for bringing their dogs out in this sort of weather?
Yes and no. Where do you draw the line? Because the dogs do need to go out to pee. So how do you know if someone's out with their dogs just for the 5 minutes or 35? So I think it's hard to determine who is doing something really wrong. But yeah, if I know that someone's out with their dog for like an hour in this heat, absolutely. And in the sun, no, that's not right.
Now, John, I can literally put call after call after call directly onto you to tell you that what you're doing is cruelty and you should not be bringing your dogs out in this sort of heat. Are you going to listen to anybody?
I'm not listening to anybody, no, because my dogs are perfectly fine. I'm at the scientist. And that's the way it is with me. You know, like, we were out there for 20 minutes, half an hour this morning. There wasn't a bother on them. There's not a bother on them now. And if anybody could scientifically prove to me that this shouldn't go on, I would absolutely...
Sorry, hang on a second, you gobshite. Hang on a second, scientific proof. Sorry, do you need someone who's a scientist to tell you that putting your head in an oven when it's turned on is going to heat you up? Do you need this? Do you want me to bring a scientist on to tell you that?
As Adrian said there, you can have people on after saying it's wrong.
Okay,
what's wrong with it?
Okay, let me ask you a question. Okay, you've just boiled a pot of potatoes on the oven at home on the hob, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you've just boiled a pot of potatoes on the hob of your oven at home. Do you put your hand on that hob after you take the pot off?
No.
Why don't you do that? Why don't you do that? Tell me. Why don't you do that?
Because obviously that the ring is scalding hot. That's
okay, but hang on. No scientist ever told you that, did they? So how did you know that?
It's just common sense, obviously.
Well, there you go. Common sense. That's what we're talking about here. Common sense.
The dogs are perfectly fine. That's what my problem is with you. That's what my problem is.
Oh, so you're... Hang on a second. So you're Dr. Doolittle now. You can actually communicate with the dog.
I've had dogs for the last 40 years. I've never had a problem with the heat and with a dog. And, like, just back to the subject, back to the point you were saying about Spain and Italy and everywhere else that has hot weather all through the year. What's the problem, like? Why can they handle it? What's the difference over there to over here? There is no but people don't mind.
Let me just put that point to Ara, who's on the other line. Ara, what about that point that he's making? You know, dogs in hotter countries survive perfectly well. Why are we making a big deal over them being out in the heat at this moment in time?
Well, yeah, those dogs are there since birth, so they probably have a bit of more of a tolerance, you know, than I think. But it's still dangerous for them as well. A dog that's used to the rainy weather and the cool weather from the sudden heat is going to react very differently. It's not the same.
Okay, so...
Like people live in really cold countries. If I would go over, I would die. You know, it's how you get used to it.
So, John, she's basically saying in warmer countries, the dogs are a little bit more acclimatized to the weather, but it's still dangerous for them to be out in that heat.
But did you hear what she just said there? She says, if I went to a cold country, I'd be dead. Like, the fact of the matter is, everybody seems to have an opinion on this, and the opinion is that, oh, don't walk the dog in the heat, but I'm a perfect example of this. I have two dogs that are fine. There's not a bother on them. You know, they're eating fine, they're drinking fine, there's not a bother on them. You know, I don't see it the big issue. And all this shit about fines and the dog should be taken off. But these catches are shit. They got a lot there. And that's what I call your cop shite as well.
So it is a complete and utter overreaction. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. 110% overreaction. Overreacted is not the word. I can't believe it myself. I can't believe the amount of people that actually think that this is so harmful. But it's quite not. It's quite, you know, there's no harm to taking... And if I actually thought I was harming them dogs, I would not do what I'm doing there. There's a small area.
Okay, and so you don't accept that you're harming your dogs in any way?
I definitely do not.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, but would you do us a favour then, John? When we're finished this podcast, and you do me a favour, what I want you to do, genuinely I want you to do this, yeah? I want you to go up to your wardrobe and take out the warmest winter coat you have. You know the ones that you wear in December and January, yeah? A big, warm...
Stupid thing.
Yeah, I haven't even spoken to told you what I want you to do. I want you to put on the heaviest winter coat that you have that you would wear if it was snowing today, yeah? And I want you to put that coat on, zip it up, put a scarf around your neck, put a hat on your head, and go out and walk for an hour. In your bare feet. Will you do that for me?
I want you to put a few black bags on under the coat as well, do you?
No, but don't be smart. I'm just asking you to, would you do that?
No. Why would I do that? You know, and that's not, don't be comparing that to the case of the dogs, were, you know, they're having a great time. There's not a bother with the dogs. I don't know why you're coming up with this bullshit of putting jackets on yourself and walking around your bare feet. There's nothing wrong with the dogs. I'm at the point now to you, 20,000 times, there's nothing wrong with the dogs. And I thought there would have been any ill treatment to the dogs, I wouldn't have done it. I would never ill treat the dogs. I've never cheated in my life, and I'm not going to start now. Just because of the bit of heat, everybody is overreacting. And that's exactly what I think it is. It's an overreaction, and everybody has an opinion. And everybody, you shouldn't be doing this, you shouldn't be doing that. Feck off and mind your own business. There's no mind my dogs.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to go to Jenny. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hi, good. I'm good, thank you.
You're annoyed listening to this. Why?
I work in animal rescue. I'm a dog groomer. I own 5 dogs.
Okay.
This person who's walking his dog out, put a big coat on him. Wear heavy clothes and wear a big pair of boots. And go out walking his dog out in that heat and see if he thinks the same way when he gets back. Dogs will overheat, and many dogs have, they get hotter quicker, and many have gone to the vet and they have died of overheating. We can cool ourselves down. It's harder for dogs.
Okay, but dogs are able to regulate their temperature with panting and so on. That's how they sweat, essentially.
Yes, they can. Yes, they can. But in this heat, we're not used to it. And I know what people are saying about dogs, you know, in hot countries in Spain and so on. Like I heard one of the ladies talking there. They were born in that country. They're a little bit more used to it than in Ireland. This is, it's beginning to become more common with the heat and the weather. But we're still climatizing ourselves to it. We can go out there, we can close, strip down cool.
Should we not be getting the dogs used to the heat, and if that's the case, if this is going to be the same in the country, every year round? Should we be not, why are we hiding people, we're hiding the dogs away in the cold?
We're not hiding dogs away. I'm in my house right now, and I have 5 dogs. My back door is open for them to walk in and out as they please. They all have cool mats, and they have a pool, and they're not walked.
Well, my back door is open here. They can walk in and out. There's food there. There's water there. There's water out the back. There's a paddling pool outside for them. You know, they have it all. They were out this morning. They were in the canal. There wasn't a bother on them. And they're back now. And they had a great time this morning. You tell me the difference that I've done wrong this morning, because I did not do anything wrong. That is.
I have seen many people walking the dogs. There's even people, somebody coming to me, say somebody had a chow chow sitting outside with a coat on it only last week outside a pub. What we're talking about is the dog's feet. They're overheating and the dog's padding. They do burn, like everyone, and I know you've probably heard it many times, put your back of your hand onto the ground and you'll feel the heat. It's just certain times of the day not to walk your dog. First thing in the morning or last thing in the evening time when it's a little bit cooler and the ground is not as hot. that's fine to walk your dogs, but not in the midday when the temperatures are at its highest.
And can I ask you, Jenny, somebody like John here who makes no apologies for taking his dogs out in the heat, do you believe people like him should be prosecuted?
I definitely would say so, on the fine, on the spot fine. Yes, I do think that. And I know many probably don't, but I do.
Okay, and where do you draw the line, though? And I'm just wondering about how this could actually be enforced, really. What sort of temperature should people not be taking their dogs out in?
Anything higher than, say, 20, 25, especially the 30s, because our temperature in Ireland fluctuates up and down. But we should know in the highs of the heat not to be walking your dogs. 18, 19, that's even pushing it for us as well because we're not used to it. The ground is going to be hot.
So would you...
Today, even on the 30s and 31s and 32s and so on, and even in the UK, when it's, my friend just mailed me saying, Jenny, it's 41 here now.
So would you would have an on-the-spot fine if somebody brings their dog out in... plus 20 degrees.
Yes, I really would.
Yeah, okay. Now, a lot of people, as you could hear, are describing this as a complete and utter overreaction. And in fact, one of our callers earlier on described how she stopped people on Bray Seafront yesterday with mm-hmm. dogs. Do you think that people just don't care enough?
They think because it's a beautiful day out, they want to get what a great day to take a dog out for a walk. And I understand that part as well. But the other part as well, it's the ground, it's the heat of the ground. It is something, so simple. Common sense, responsible ownership. Just don't do it. Don't have them in the cars. Have the air conditioning on if you have. But I don't even take my dogs out in the car. My dogs will be indoors. If they're bored, they're bored. But they will be indoors. I have I have five different breed dogs. The smallest to the largest, with the thickest coat to the thinnest coat. They don't get out. They're inside here with me. Like I said, the doors are open. The cooling mats are out and the pool is fed. They are literally inside right now with me as I speak.
Okay, stay there for one second if you can, okay. Please. Martin, you think we're hearing from a load of drama queens here today.
The dogs love this weather. They love this weather. Do you think dogs love the rain or something, do you?
No, they probably don't like the rain.
They love the little bit of sunshine, Adrian, you know what I mean?
But okay, this lady is saying that... do you have dogs yourself?
I do have two of them,
okay,
and they're with me now in the car.
They're with you now in the car.
Yeah.
Okay, and are you taking them for a walk?
I'm after being with her for a walk with them there, Adrian, down the park.
Oh, you just have to be in a you're on your way back from a walk.
I am, aye.
And what sort of walk did you go on? Was it along footpaths and stuff like that?
In the canal area, Adrian, you know.
Okay, and...
Lovely stroll there. About 5 miles I brought them.
About 5 miles in German Shepherds in 30-degree temperatures, a five-mile walk.
Sure, I know when my dogs love it, sure. They're happy out there now in the back.
We were displaying on our Facebook page a photograph that a vet sent to us over the weekend of a dog's third-degree burns on the pads of his feet from walking in that sort of temperature. Would that not make you think twice about leaving the dog at home?
Well, there's something wrong with your dogs, you know what I mean? Come on, it's common sense, like. There's nothing wrong with them, sure, Jesus. You know what, you can't please these people in this country. They're going mad over an little bit of sunshine. That's all it is, Adrian. It's people who neglect their dogs. They're the people that should be taken to court.
Okay, so basically you're arguing that you can't win. If you didn't bring your dogs for a walk, people would be given out to you. If you do bring your dogs for a walk in this heat, people are given out to you as well.
You know what I mean, Adrian? You can't win.
Jenny, you're still there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm listening. I'm here.
So there's Martin as well, thinks this is a complete overreaction. Just finished a five-mile walk,
Jenny,
with his dogs.
What do you do with your dogs? You keep them inside all the time?
No, my living room is to the back of my house, so my back door is open. So they have a choice whether they want to come in and out. They have a big pool out there to lie in. They have a cool house to sit in. Do I keep them in all the time? No, I walk my dogs, but I haven't in this heat. My dogs wouldn't be able for it.
They'll walk today, no.
No, they will not walk today, but he's going to call me crew because I didn't walk them. I call it common. I hope you enjoy your vet, though.
Answer God, mighty dogs are hanging out the windy there. No, they're all on them.
Oh, whatever. If I can't say anything, I might not be here. You're saying people are overreacting. We're not overreacting.
Headphones, and you can listen to this as well at the same time.
Are you going to let me talk while I just go?
I am, sorry.
Okay, we're not overreacting. We are caring about dogs and other people's dogs. And all these people saying, oh, we're overreacting and overdramming queens and whatever. We're not. We have common sense. We have cop on.
You're a big drama queen, girl. Would you stop?
Oh, enjoy your vet bill. Enjoy your vet bill.
I've been the dogs out for a walk today.
Jenny, what do you mean by that, enjoy your vet bill?
With his the dogs feed part. Now, I will say, fair play for letting them swim in the lock on the canal, wherever they were swimming. That's a good thing. That's great.
But, you have to walk them to get them to the canal or wherever it is you're bringing them for a swim.
Oh, you have to walk a mile easy, Nelly.
You have to walk a mile to the canal.
Right. From where?
And then a mile back.
And a mile back.
And then a mile back.
So are you saying they walked a mile in midday heat with no water?
Right.
With no water.
I brought some water with me, Jeremy. So, I brought two containers of water. Because it is very warm, mate, you know what I mean? But like they're getting there in the fucking knickers and they're not here.
Okay, so do you believe that you are being in any way cruel to your two dogs, bringing them for a walk in this heat?
No way. I'm my dogs, looking after them.
Jenny, as you've heard from people like Martin and John, who was on already.
Dime a dozen. You can't fight with these people. You can't put common sense into these people because they own dogs, touching something here. I bet you speak, so let me speak. Dime a dozen. Seen it all. I've worked in vets and so on. I see the dog muzzles. They cannot catch their breath. Pugs, shih tzus, chihuahuas, they cannot catch their breath. But people are out walking them or have them in the car and so on. But these people own dogs 30 plus years and nothing has ever happened to them. They were lucky. But I am not getting my knickers in a dress. I'm giving my opinion just as much as you're giving your opinion. And I'm respecting your opinion. So I don't like you kind of jumping down my throat. I'm having my say as much as you have your say.
Is bring your dogs for a walk, miss.
My dogs are not going out for a walk. Not at this time. Tonight, when it gets really cool. Tonight, when it gets cool, I'm going to walk them then. When it gets cooler tonight, I will always look for you.
Hang on, Martin. Hang on for one second.
Martin is getting more upset than he really should. Tonight, when it gets really cool, then I will walk my dog. Well, you see, Martin, you sound lovely. As I was saying, tonight when it gets cool, I'm going to be walking my dogs when I'm comfortable, and my dogs will be comfortable too.
Martin, okay. Martin, I want to ask you, why can't you wait until this evening to bring the dogs for that walk?
Because I have to go to work, Adrian.
Okay, then what about first thing in the morning?
Oh, Jesus, like I have things to do, you know what I mean?
Okay, so this time, the midday sun is the time that suits you.
It wouldn't bother me if it was 40 degrees. I'd still bring them out.
All right, stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Martin. 0858252626. Thomas sent us this voice note. He also believes there's a bit of an overreaction here.
Lads, I understand, like, maybe bigger dogs, ones with heavier coats or older dogs won't be able to handle the heat, but people are acting as if, like, in hotter countries, dogs don't go for walks. Like, what, do dogs just stay in houses all the time in South America? Obviously fucking not. Just make sure that they're hydrated.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Now, Karen, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Karen.
Hi, lads.
Now, Karen, what's your view on this? Coming into Port Marnock today to our studio...
Sorry, I lost you there.
I saw a number of dog owners with their dogs on the beach here in Port Marnock. Is that not a nice thing to do with the dogs?
It is, but I suppose when it's really hot, I certainly wouldn't be taking my dog out. I know Byers, she's not able for the heat. Even for us, we struggle with it the best of times. But we're humans, we can shade ourselves in the heat, or we can get a drink or keep ourselves hydrated. They can't tell you what they want, and they don't sweat like we do. So I certainly wouldn't be taking my dog off anywhere today.
So you also believe that dog owners like Martin and John, we were speaking to earlier on, are irresponsible, are they?
I don't think it's the best idea to be taking them out and about. Look, this sort of heat is, look, I think there is, the media is going crazy about it. I do think they're blown out of proportion. This is nothing new. This is the summer. But you have to be responsible as well if you're a dog owner. And don't take them out midday for a walk. Go first thing in the morning when it's nice and cool. Today's an exceptionally hot day, I do agree. I wouldn't have taken my dog out at any stage today, even this evening. Where I live, the roads have been recently tarred. She won't be going for a walk today.
Okay. Because you would worry about her burning her feet, basically.
Absolutely, yeah. No, I would not be taking her out. Where is she now? She's after having a dip in the pool, and she is back in sitting under the kitchen table. And then I have a wet towel in and out of the freezer, and she likes to lie on that. It's nice and cool, and a bowl of ice water for her. She's very content, very happy, and when after her dip in the pool, she'll have a quick run around the garden and then she's back in the shade. But I know by her, she the last thing she'd want is to go for a walk. And they can't say no to us. You know, if it was the kids and they were like, no, mommy, it's too hot. You know, we're going to drag them out.
Do you believe, because this was the question we were asking earlier on, should dog owners who bring their dogs out in the sort of temperatures we're experiencing at the moment, should they be prosecuted? Should they be fined for bringing their dogs out?
Yeah, I think so. I saw people in the local town yesterday at lunchtime. It was very hot at lunchtime yesterday. And people out with their dogs.
Mm.
And, you know, fellas going around with no shirts on, just shorts and a pair of flip-flops, and they're grand and cool. But the dog's sweating, like, and then these big, you know, not just a collar on them, but, you know, these harness leads wrapped around their bodies. Mm. Oh, can you imagine how uncomfortable that is?
I mean, the fact is, you wouldn't bring a baby out in this heat.
Absolutely not. Even my kids now, you know, the heat is at the height of it. They're inside. They don't want to be outside right now.
It's
and that's
too
fine.
Hot,
they can come out later on. But our patio, you could not walk across that. It is like I could crack an egg and fry it right now. So how could you expect a dog to walk out on the road?
I think what should come out of this topic is that more people approach dog owners over the next few days when it's this warm. Don't walk by and let this happen. Approach the dog owner and say, pick your fucking dog up or it's going to burn its paws. Or if you don't get that...
Like, if you're insisting on bringing your dog out because they need a bit of fresh air, carry them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't fancy carrying my dog.
No, I wouldn't fancy carrying mine either.
If you're insisting on bringing them out, well, then carry them. Stick them on your back and carry them.
That's a fair point, I have to say. Thanks very much indeed, Karen. Great to talk.
Just another thing. A lot of dogs are shedding at the minute. Brush it off. Help them get that shed off because it's just sitting there and it's matting into their coat and it's not helping them to stay cool. So help them brush the shed off them and just help them stay that little bit cooler.
All right, great advice. Thanks very much indeed, Karen. Great to talk to you. Let me squeeze in a few more of your WhatsApps. This is Jason.
Afternoon, lads. Jesus, is the sun fucking getting to you or what? Is it? We get 2 days of sunshine. And you're losing the plot, wanting to lock people up and charge people for bringing dogs out. Will you get a grip, will you? Seriously, okay, it might be a bad thing to do, but it's not as if we get this all the time. Calm down a bit.
All right, thanks, Jason. Sinead?
For me, I think it's a question of common sense. Like us, our dogs here in this country, they're not used to this heat. So it wouldn't kill you to, as a responsible dog owner, to bring them walking either early in the morning or later at the night. Or if you really do have to bring them out during the day, keep the walk short. Keep them on grass as much as possible. The breed comes into play as well. Like, we have an old English bulldog at home, and they're a notorious breed for being very sensitive to temperatures, heat or cold. So, you know, you have to be mindful of that as well. But I can't get over some of the people ringing in, get over yourself. I bring my dogs out in 40 degree heat. Like, okay, what I'd say to them is stick a fur coat on you, take off your footwear and go walking and see how comfortable you are in that, because they're no more used to it than you are.
All right, thanks very much indeed. I got a message here a second ago, Jeremy. Wait till you hear this. I live in the estate next to Martin in Talla, and I can tell you that I'll be reporting him to the DSPCA as soon as this show is over. He's a dickhead.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, normally I wouldn't agree with snitches, you know, but I think in this instance, how many days of heat are we?
It'll be over by Wednesday, so.
Yeah, but all it takes is one more error, those dogs. What dogs did he say? Yeah, German Shepherds, Alsatians. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what it's like for them?
Another message here. Hi, Adrian and Jeremy. I lived in Italy for 3 years, where it often gets up to 40 degrees in July and August, and I've seen dogs walking around, jumping into and drinking out of the fountains to cool down. A lot of my friends there have dogs, and they leave them on the balconies, lying on the tiles, trying to cool off. On a beach there, I actually burned my feet once. Would be awful for a dog. Better to bring them when the weather is cooler. And one final WhatsApp voice note.
All right, lads, John Paul here. I just want to make a quick... a quick opinion on this. Sorry I can't come on. But I tell you, there was people on Facebook there and them two gobshites that you have online, or not online, on the topic. And the difference between here and over abroad is the dogs are not sensitive to the hot weather because they've been born in the hot weather. That is the bloody difference. Over in Ireland, we're just used to cold weather, and all of a sudden, we're in extreme heat. That is the difference. Can them two gobshites not see it now? And I call them bullshit because it's a coincidence that the two of them have been in the canals this morning with their dogs, and the two of them have brought in water with them. It's just a bit of a coincidence that they both said the same thing. So, yeah, that's my opinion on it. And my dog's a Labrador, and he will not be going out tonight or tomorrow if it's still going to be like this. And I'm down in Wexford, and it's above 30 degrees down here. And my lab is in here in the kitchen, chilling out on the tiles, and he won't be going for the walk. 110% now.
All right. Thanks very much indeed for your message. Very busy conversation this afternoon.
Same goes for cats, by the way.
Yep.
Why were cats not mentioned here? Me, as a cat owner, make sure the cats are indoors as well.
Yeah, but they're not as heavy, so their feet wouldn't burn as easily.
Ah, still.
So bring the cats in as well.
Yeah. Okay. And if you want to know how hot it is, simply, as Adrian was saying, go out your front door.
Take off your shoes and socks.
And walk along across the pavement. You know when you're on holidays and you're trying to walk across the sand and bare feet? Awful. Burning the feet off you.
Anyway, thank you very much indeed for joining us on this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click the little bell icon on Spotify. That way you'll be notified every time we upload a new podcast. If you want to get in contact with us, our email address is allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. Thank you very much indeed for listening, and we'll talk to you on the next one.
Opinions Matter. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.